order. And let's raise for Pledge of Allegiance. I'll do that. Everybody stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All righty, roll call.
Carol Peck.
Chris Starling.
Sharon Stover.
Perfect, perfect. There we go. Okay. Public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board, council about items within this jurisdiction, not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the public comments. Comments by the general public. Period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address. Spell your last name, please, for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the council by majority vote. Approval of the minutes for the 25th. Can I get a motion, please?
I move that we approve the minutes from the 25th.
Okay. Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Approval of the minutes for this evening, please.
Agenda for this evening.
Agenda. Sorry. Can we get an approval for
the agenda? I make a motion to approve the minutes for the agenda.
Okay. Perfect. Aye. Okay. Any updates? No. Seeing no updates, let's go to planning and zoning. Number one, ET224003, Morley, Corley, and Sally use permits, first extension of time. Allow an accessory structure to exceed one half of the footprint of the principal building. Allow a accessory structure not architecturally compatible with the principal building. Waive designer standards. Waiver of development standards to increase the amount of driveways in conjunction with a proposed single-family residence. 2 acres in an RE generally located on the west side, Eula, and the south side of Rosada Way within Lone Mountain. Applicant here.
Yep.
Okay, please step up. Let's hear what you got to say, please.
Hi, CJ Morley. We were here.
Address?
The one we're talking about or where I live?
No, where you live.
2585 Grizzly Park, Henderson. It's a 6-month rental. We're almost done with the houses. So, up at the Rosada Way that we're talking about, we were here. Sorry, it's not coming in my mouth. We were here, we got it approved. The houses are almost complete. Obviously, construction and permitting is taking longer, but the 9915, where this building is going, they have final inspection tomorrow. They're passed off on fire, sewer, water, everything. My house is passed off on everything but the health district. So,
okay, what's the address of your house?
So I'm next door. So I'm 9935. This building's going on 9915.
Okay, so we're worried about 9915. Okay.
Yeah, 9915.
Okay.
They have final inspection tomorrow. From what I heard, this popped up last minute. We've been working through getting approvals of the plans the whole time. I guess they're ready to approve it, but the special use permit went out. So they said I had to come to do this. It's all the same stuff that we started from the beginning when we got approved before. I know there is the one condition on there that the architectural doesn't have to match, but the way we built our houses, we're the ones,
I know
you guys all live here at the top of Lone Mountain.
Yep.
You can see the new construction on the left. It's a white stucco with standing seam charcoal gray metal roofs. The building is already on site, but it's the building you guys approved with the white, with the same exact metal roof as the houses. We've just been going back and forth with the county on getting everything approved and getting the houses built, honestly, because it took a lot longer than expected, but the building's on the ground, we're there. it sounds like if this goes through, we'll be pouring a slab in 2 weeks and getting it erected and finishing these projects.
So it says the metal building to be painted to match the single-family residence, is that?
Yeah, it looks the same color.
Same color, yeah.
Well, and same thing, if you drive down the street, we had to build big retaining walls.
Yep, I saw them.
To make the lots go, so half of the metal building is gonna be behind where you can't even see anyways.
So you had 3 years to build this? It was like, applicant must commence work within 2 years, okay.
So we pretty much had a year delay with getting started on construction because of permitting, and what it was where we're at. The 2.5 acres we bought was in the county, and we had to give EULA and Rosada back. But then the property on the other side of the street, on the east side of EULA, it was BLM property that was annexed to the city that the county had a lease from the city back on. So when my plans were ready to submit, last minute, the county was gonna approve them, but then for one lane of traffic, the city and the BLM had to write off on it and took a year.
Okay.
So that's, trust me, we're frustrated because we probably should have lived in these houses about a year ago.
No. I imagine.
I could see it from my backyard, your house, and I always wonder why it was taking so long. Now I get it.
Yeah, that was our big hangup.
Okay. Anybody comment? Public? General public? Nope? Okay, bring it back to the board. Any questions? Maybe I want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion sure. That we approve ET 220003, UC 190062, Corey, Marley, and Sally, what they have requested, use permit extension of time and waiver permit development standards according to staff recommendations.
Hi.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good night.
You too.
Enjoy your house.
Thanks for everybody showing up for me, too.
You're really special.
Okay. No? All right, well, being that's it, let's do public comment. No public comment. Adios, see you later.
All right. Job on that was fast.
Love it. Is that a record? No.
It wasn't?
No,
I think.